Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Health Minister David Barrenyatwa issues a travel alert warning Zimbabweans to avoid traveling to West African countries that have been hit by the deadly Ebola virus.
And that's the first thing. And anybody whom we are picking up having come from those four countries of Liberia, Nigeria, Guinea, or Sierra Leone.
Harare dispatches Industry and Commerce Minister Mike Bima to China ahead of President Robert Mugabe's visit to seek Chinese investment to help revive Zimbabwe's struggling economy.
Things are much tougher than they were last year. Demand for goods has fallen. I think there's also change in the habits, pattern of spending has also come down.
And Chitungwiza municipality suspends more workers over last month's crippling strike. Today's planned work stoppage did not succeed as a result, as workers feared for their jobs.
So far for today, nothing has happened, but we are looking forward to tomorrow that we are going to see the demonstration.
Health Minister David Barrenyatwa issued a travel alert today, warning Zimbabweans not to travel to West African countries that have been hit by the deadly Ebola virus. Zimbabwean Christians have over the years been traveling to Nigeria to visit preachers like TB Joshua in search of spiritual healing. Barrenyatwa told Studio 7 it is not wise for Zimbabweans to visit Nigeria at the moment. The outbreak in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Nigeria is the biggest Ebola epidemic to date. The World Health Organization yesterday said the overall death toll had risen to 1,229. The UN Health Agency said the number of confirmed and likely infections has risen to 2,240, including 113 new cases reported last week. The majority of the new deaths were in Liberia, where authorities have struggled to contain the virus. The outbreak has prompted officials in neighboring West African countries and other to take precaution. Cameroon says it has closed all of its borders with neighboring Nigeria. Barrenyatwa tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye that it is better to try to prevent infections than try to heal those infected with the virus.
We are alert to the threat that is there in terms of Ebola, and we have put as much readiness as we can, especially in terms of international travel screening at our international airport. And that's the first thing. And anybody whom we are picking up having come from those four countries of Liberia, Nigeria, Guinea, or Sierra Leone, we put them on surveillance for 21 days and check on them on a daily basis. Urging our populations to continue to be vigilant, to wash their hands as often as they can, and we are discouraging our nationals from traveling to those particular areas unless it's really, 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 really necessary. We are saying for the time being, please don't go there.
So what precautions can Zimbabwean nationals take, especially if they really have to travel to those areas that are prone to Ebola right now?
Well, if they have to, I think I want to talk about those generality of the people, if we are discouraging them from going there. Those who really have to go there, must, when they get to that country, they will be directed where the crisis is and avoid those areas. And avoid generally to be in contact with crowded places. That's why, in fact, we think it's very wise for our nationals at this point in time to avoid going to those particular areas. You are aware that it is not airborne, and it is really through bodily contact, through fluids.
The Zimbabwean nationals, what should they be on the lookout for, especially those that are actually traveling from West Africa? Do you have a place where they can come in and present themselves so you can check them?
No, what happens with Ebola is the early signs are really flu-like symptoms. Temperature, runny nose, sore throat, sometimes diarrhea and vomiting. And then thereafter, we look at those symptoms and also look at where you have been. In other words, if you have those symptoms and you've generally been in Zimbabwe, we think that it will be our normal flus. But if you have that package of symptoms and have been to any one of those particular countries, then we have a very high sense of suspicion, and then we isolate you and then monitor you appropriately. We have already identified Wilkins Infectious Diseases Hospital as one of our hospitals for isolation in this particular case.
David Parirenyatwa is Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister. He spoke with Studio 7's Mafelasi Nhlanganya-Huye from Harare.